Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. How's the heat treating you?
That's not the hot, isn't it?
Yeah. Balls hot, dude. It's balls hot. That's what it is.
Balls.
Question, though.
Hot as balls.
Bad day for pizza?
No.
Not if you're inside in the AC. No. I do feel definitely in this weather, I step up the salads. I just think 100%. Vegetables. It's cold salad.
Yeah,
I agree. Good.
I like soup.
I had vegetables yesterday. That was my supper, was the actual vegetables. But I don't like to, on a day that's this hot, because I was thinking, I haven't had pizza in forever. I think I'd like to get a pizza, but I don't want to have it delivered because I don't want the person out in that shit in the
They got AC in the car.
No, I know, but it sucks.
Wait a minute.
I don't know. They got AC in their car.
They got AC in their car, and they want to make a living.
I know that.
Don't be selfish.
I will patronize
them. So you're
actually
costing them money.
I'm not costing them money if you don't order tomorrow or whatever. I don't know. I just feel like,
have a problem. Absolutely get a pizza. Yeah.
Going into a place and sitting down in an air-conditioned place to me is not as taxing, maybe. I don't know. It's weird that I think that, but I do.
I never do the Grubhub or whatever that is.
Oh, I've never done that.
I like to go to a place, maybe have a beer while I'm waiting.
Yeah.
My mom will say, call ahead. I'm not calling ahead. I want to go sit and have a beer and wait.
Yeah. I will call ahead. I will go. I will pick it up. I will also get delivery. I got Grubhub once, and I paid almost like $25 for a bagel. And that's what I'm like, I'm out. Yeah. I'm not doing that ever again. I have...
sick, deathly ill or something.
There's a person that I know that lives on DoorDash. Lives. Like DoorDash every day is bringing food to this guy. He's an adult. And I'm like, how much are you paying... instead of just going to the freaking store or the restaurant and picking it up yourself. Or even worse, cooking at home. I don't get it.
What is the response?
He goes, I don't want to do it. It's just easier. He's willing to pay it. What are you going to do? He's willing to pay it.
All right.
But I paid
helping the economy.
$20-something dollars for a freaking bagel that wasn't even worth it.
It has to be a special... There has to be something wrong for me to spend that type of money. I mean, I'll do takeout and go get it or have it delivered, and I always take care of the person. But when I'm spending $23...
Remember the blizzard? The blizzard this past year where we stayed in town?
Yep.
I tried to get DoorDash, and I couldn't. It was such a pain in the ass, which I know it's not a pain in the ass. It was that day, because places weren't open, and, it was tough to get somebody. But I just gave up. I'm like, I'm good. So, anyway... I'm just asking.
I'm almost upset when they bring the food too fast.
Yeah,
because I might have a second beer.
Yeah. Hey, Kay, I'm gonna need you if you can for a second. I got a quick email letter and I wanted your perspective on it. If you get a second, if you're not busy.
Okay. So, Kelly, while you're talking about grabbing a quick beer, you might want to check out on History Channel. You can go back and look at their older TV shows.
Yeah.
How Booze Built America.
I've watched some of those shows. I don't know if I saw that one.
It's a three-part series that Mike Rowe hosts, and I've started watching it. It is amazing talking about how beer just basically, when anybody did a long, ship ride, over here, it was all about beer.
Because that was a safe drink.
And when they, wherever they landed, this is our home.
Yeah.
One of the first things built was a distillery so they could, because they knew the beer was safe to drink. And I was just amazed. And then how New England has more taverns than a lot of places in the world because everything here, all taverns? The meetings were taverns.
They have taverns?
Taverns.
Yeah.
What is it?
Taverns.
Taverns.
You're right. Yeah. Taverns. You're right. Yeah.
But we have more of them because there were so many meeting houses there. And how. But it's very interesting, special. And yeah. I think you'd enjoy it. I
like Mike Rowe. He's got a movie out. Mike Rowe's got a movie out, too.
I saw that.
He
was on
release.
Mark and Kelly.
I wanted to ask. I asked Kayla to come in because we got an Ask the Buzz that I wanted to. It's just a short, quick one. And it's pretty quick, and it deals with, I'll just get to it. It says Godfather. This is from this past weekend now, okay, like the second half of the July 4th week. I was out with some girlfriends on Wednesday night. We met a group of guys. They invited us to watch the fireworks from their boat on Thursday. I just thought, because you spend time on the boat, you know. We went and then spent the weekend with them. Oh. I could tell this guy was into me, but I wasn't feeling it at all like that. He did have a cool boat, and his house was an awesome place to party. We had a fun weekend. So he DMs me about going on a date this weekend, and I respond, "Sorry, I'm just not into you like that." His response wasn't very nice. He basically said, "So you just used me." And I said, "Weren't you trying to use me and my friends right back?" He called me an asshole, but I think this is just part of the game. Do you agree?
Part of the game.
I can't speak to this direct situation. You need to bring something to the table, right? Like, that's what we always look at it as. If we're going to get to go up there and hang out on the boat, and, well, you invited us up, but we want to contribute, right? Because it's not a cheap thing to do.
Yeah, but you're with friends. Right. These are strangers.
Right. Yeah. I don't think she did anything wrong. You invited him.
He's got no expectation of anything.
He shouldn't.
No, for
but
spending
I'm sure
some
he
time.
Also, he likes her.
Yeah, he should. He got her out on his boat. That means you put out.
No. I don't think he's. Wait, he's asking for a date.
I know.
He's not saying, "Hey, now you owe me. I want to get laid," because he could have attempted that weekend.
Well, he's got no expectation either. Really. Yeah.
She, a total stranger, goes to. I mean, this is she. I mean.
Uh-oh.
I mean,
what did she do wrong?
You don't know what this guy's background is.
Yeah, but she was with her
friends. So you're talking purely safety
issues.
Okay.
Yeah,
she was with a group of friends, though. That gives you some sort of...
All friends can get murdered? Oh. I mean, there's some...
Murdered.
You listen to a lot of
podcasts. There's a lot of risky situations, and you put yourself into a risky situation like that of not only just first you going on a boat with these people that you don't know, then you're going to spend a weekend with them? You don't know what could happen in that house.
They watch fireworks on a boat. Okay, fine, right? My only thing, like, they spent the weekend. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you spent the weekend, the lady stayed in one room, and you didn't connect with this guy, right? Still, regardless, there's no claim to anything. He's got no, right? He can ask, and if he gets a no, he's got to deal with
correct.
It
yes.
because he got a no.
Yes.
All right? You were honest with him. You were honest with him. But I do... You know, like sometimes, and I'm not putting this on you, I'm not putting this onto the woman that wrote it, but I mean, you know, right, when you're with a group and there's guys and there's girls and somebody, that doesn't catch you by surprise. You knew he was into you. Why didn't you make it clear beforehand? Like, you know, there's the little things you could do without being mean that let you know, hey, I've got a boyfriend or whatever it is you want to do. You know what I mean?
Lesbian. And,
Or you could say that. But my point is, were you, and be honest with yourself, were you just enjoying the facilities? Well, because you could,
course.
You know what
sure.
I'm saying?
But they might have been having a good time just
friends.
As well, the guys, with
yeah,
the girls.
Yeah, I'm not saying that's not true.
And she could have enjoyed his company and hanging out with him and his friends and not want to bone him. Like, it doesn't always have to
and
be like that.
She could have enjoyed being on the boat, probably eating good, drinking well, and stayed at his place, which I'm sure she's
on an entire weekend, you put yourself into... I'm more concerned
I understand where you're
coming.
I
am really concerned that nobody finds... And you three all have daughters. So if you find out your daughters and their friends... What'd you guys do this weekend? Oh, we met these guys. They had a boat. We watched fireworks. And then we decided to spend the whole weekend with them. Knock, knock, knock. You don't think you'd be like, hey, girls... You don't know them. You don't know anything about them, and you're putting yourself in an unsafe environment.
I completely agree with you in so many ways, but coming from someone who has strangers around all
Jesus
the time,
Christ,
is
your house
hilarious.
Is crawling with strangers.
This is my house, and who we
That's
bring in
so
is
nothing
we,
bad can
we
happen.
Bring in
control of her house.
Yes, and I'm not.
stuff happens in people's houses. I mean, look, I think
yeah.
that's...
Yeah. It's a good point.
I would be very concerned, too, but I think you're kind of really putting the pedal to the metal. I really do.
Like, I think if any one of your daughters came home and said that's what they did over the weekend...
My daughter wouldn't do it.
But what if she
not,
did?
Not, if she did, I would like, go like, wow, that's a little crazy.
I would be taken back okay. that they did that. But
I'm kind thank of you with, for not making me think I'm crazy.
No,
because,
you're not at all.
Oh my gosh.
She's a little crazy.
I listen to a lot of podcasts about, oh my
Her question
goodness.
Is, he said, are you using me? And she said, he said, so you used me. She said, you used us right back. Isn't that kind of accurate?
Yeah. Pretty girls on the boat.
Don't you think?
That
exactly.
That doesn't hurt.
Exactly.
Never hurts to have pretty girls on your pretty boat.
So the answer is, yeah, I think that's a great thing to say to him. I mean, I just, you know, I get where Laura's coming from, but I'm taking it. You're an adult and you're going to do things that...
We don't know the age.
Okay.
They could be... Okay, fine. Just turned 18. They're just living... We just graduated high school.
Could be
sorry.
Could be 24.
Okay.
Could be 26.
Could be 54.
You know? Could be, yeah. Could be. I just thought it was kind of funny that, you know, like, hey, so what, you use me? Okay, all right.
Take
it easy, dude. Yeah. You know? That's...
Because that to me does...
That's the boating mentality. Some of it, not all, but I'm just saying...
I think it's more of the expectation. He thought he was going to get something out of doing it.
Yeah.
And that's that expectation you can't have.
Seems maybe it was a guy with a flashy boat. He was trying to be cool. And that's comes along mm-hmm. with the territory. Oh, the babe's on the boat. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Come on. That's what it seems like. What do I know?
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Love babes on a boat. You kidding me?
Oh, babes on a boat are definitely cool. Definitely cool. But all right. Well, that's it, basically. I just thought it was kind of funny. He called me an asshole.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's
said, a lot. I just think it was part of the game. Do you agree? I do. I do agree. I think that's part of the game. Weird.
You kind of confirm the fact that you made the right decision.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of them. Right. Absolutely.
If you ask, if somebody asks you on a date and you say no, whether you're a guy or a girl, and the response is that you're an asshole, made my case. You made my case.
Yep.
Right?
100%. Who's even... You're an asshole. You don't want to go out with me.
I know. That's entitlement.
Everybody's got a big boat.
That's what I'm talking about. A small unit.
Bingo.
Anything, Scotty?
Laura brought up some fantastic points. If it was my girls, I'd be a little taken back, kind of like, whoa, you know, this is very unlike you guys. I think he's wrong for thinking that, oh, hey, you know, since I did this for you, you have to, you know, put out or something like that. I think I just say you made the right call and
move on.
My daughter would be on a bass boat or a trout fishing boat. Like, you know what I mean? A little kayak with pedals or something.
It doesn't even matter if a
you
guy that has
on a bass boat.
If she if she jumps on some random guy's bass boat and then goes and spends a weekend with him, I think you'd be like, hey.
Bass, ass, or grass. You're going to give something.
What you find out as your kids get older... And they have honest conversations with you is that you find out that they've done a lot of risky things that, yes, I would have freaked out about had I known.
Yep.
That's what you find out. Even when you think your kid is an angel, you find out, holy crap, how did I miss that?
Yeah. Well, they could tell me, and they'll tell me anything and everything.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy, you know? And at least they tell you, at least, like, you know, you can have that conversation, but you go, you know, you think Scotty used to bust my balls about being. He thought I was a hard ass, and he thought I was really strict.
There were things that I thought were just funny. That it was more the if somebody came in the house and they needed to pull up their pants or their hat. I thought that was.
It was just a hat. I never said anything about anybody's pants. I just said put your baseball hat on straight.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah,
straighten that cap up.
Yeah.
Well, they were all ball players, so I was like, put it on straight. Backwards is fine, just straight. I know. Looking back, I wouldn't say that today.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Yeah. That was like 20 years ago. You know,
but you
10.
Ten.
He hasn't talked in 10 minutes.
Yeah. He was in college. I haven't said anything.
I was like 10.
Now.
I remember. I remember.
No, you don't.
I remember posting on my office door pictures of legendary ball players, Babe Ruth included, of crooked hats.
Yes,
Ted Williams, all of them.
Babe Ruth, by the way, fell down at the plate. So that's probably why his hat was crooked. He probably had a reason because he was fat and fell over. He collapsed
at the
plate.
You name it, they were wearing crooked hats.
Well, I'm just simply saying it was a long time ago and I wouldn't do it today. Okay, I can admit that I learned. You guys want to hide behind it and not talk about the embarrassing stuff you've done? I do. Okay? said I was strict. And then I find out, holy shit, they got away with a lot.
Oh, yeah, they're smart.
I didn't know about, you know.
Yeah, kids will find a way.
Don't ever go looking in the, what's that thing called? The cellar, you open it up, you walk down the stairs.
Bulkhead.
Don't look in the bulkhead.
Yeah. Is that a bucket of urine?
What is that?
What? There's a bathroom right there. What is that?
They didn't even get rid of their own piss.
They didn't want me to know that they had been peeing a lot. Because if all of a sudden they're using the toilet, you know what I mean? And,
yeah,
and you're like,
drinking.
Why is everybody, what's going on? So, and then in a moment of stupidity, someone
left the bucket behind,
closed the door into the bulkhead. And when I opened it, I'm like, what is that?
I didn't know this
it
story.
Happened. Oh, yeah, it happens. Yeah, exactly. I walk around the corner of the couch downstairs. And there was a child that was talking to me, and their eyes got bigger when I walked toward the end of the couch. So I'm like, well, something's over there, you know, and certainly there was something over there that they should not have had. And I just kind of looked at them and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing? I didn't blow a gasket, but I also had to let them know it wasn't okay, you know?
Because you put that foot down.
You know, it was empty. I will say, whatever it was, it was probably milk, for all I know. Probably a bottle of milk.
Sure.
Okay.
Gotcha. Just Gatorade.
Yeah.
Gatorade.
In a clear bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whatever. It happens. You never caught your kids doing anything?
No.
Okay.
There was one time we had friends over, and I don't know how, what happened. I wasn't hanging with any of these guys, surprisingly, but a couple of my friends were. And the next morning, my mom comes down. She goes, why is there a condom in the basement?
Oh.
She's like, it just a random one, just laying on the floor. You certainly know you don't have to ask me. I don't know how to answer that question. Uh-oh. You're going to have to talk to my friends.
Could have easily fallen out, right? Was it in the package?
It was still packed. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with that. But that was like why is there a condom in the basement? I don't know.
Did you ever get an answer?
I can't help you with that.
I kind of want to flash forward like 10 years and see what Laura's going to, you know, deal with.
Yeah.
Not like, not saying it has to be the same things, but there are going to be things.
Of course.
Whatever
and I did
they
stuff
are.
Too.
And it's going to be different. Yeah. That's the cool part is like every generation, it's all going to be different.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, it's, I didn't blow a gasket. I only blew a gasket once. It was a serious.
Straighten that hat out.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. It was a disrespecting Valerie.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I remember.
Out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. It was disrespecting Valerie. So, somebody said something, and I was nose to nose with them, and they had never seen me like that before. It was very, very obvious that the time to shut up was right. Never again. Yep. Never again. But anyway, you know, so parenting, it's a fun game. All right. Well, anyway.
No
I just
rules.
Thought
there's no rules, that's for sure.
I just thought, you know, like I have some friends that have younger friends of my kids that have boats, and you know, there's not everybody's the same, but you get your flashy guys who like to be flashy and pick up the chicks and like that kind of thing, you know, and stuff.
You can smell them coming.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I hope not.
You can.
It's kind of gross.
I would imagine. Anyway, all right. Well, today is not Monday, but it's meeting day.
Oh,
so we have to go, everybody. But yeah, so there's that. Good luck to the. You did nothing wrong.
Nope.
You did nothing wrong.
Stay away from.
Stand
like
your ground.
The fact that he called you an asshole. The guy's a douche. He's a douche.
Double douche.
He's an entitled douche. You know. All right. That's it. Stay cool.
You stay cool.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.